Well, let's bring in Irene Bartholomew, another American living in Paris. She lives at Place de la République, Republic Place. Her background is in art history. Irene, this has to be devastating.
It is. And one thing to put in, help put it into perspective is that there's a bronze plaque on the ground in front of Notre Dame, in front of the doors, and it's called Point Zero. And all distances in France are measured from that point. When it says, you know, 350 kilometers to Paris, that's the point where those 350 kilometers are measured from. So it really is the heart of Paris in a certain, very symbolic way. Not that everybody's Catholic or everyone needs to be Christian in order to appreciate it, because if you go into Notre Dame, there are people from all over the world, all religions, all cultures, just astounded at this extraordinary monument to the things that people can create together. It's just a great monument to humanity.
Talk more about what Eleanor Beardsley was saying. As far as you can see, I mean, the spire burning, that spire was the tallest thing in Paris until the Eiffel Tower. But these two boxes that, you know, we can picture, or we'll try to get pictures online, seem to be spared. Talk about that architecture.
All right. Well, the cathedral is built on an east-west plan, as cathedrals are, so that the doors and the towers are on the west side. And then the main transept goes running eastward, where the altar would be, and then the ambulatory, where you can walk around behind that. And then there's the transept that goes, I mean, the main apse, I'm sorry, and then the transept that goes north and south. And if you look at the floor plan, it looks like a cross.
A transept, again, is...
The transept is where the north and the south portals cross the main apse of the cathedral, the main area of the cathedral. So you walk in the doors from the west side, you walk east toward the altar. Partway down, there will be a cross, and there'll be there's rose windows, so you see, you know, you can see through. And those are the transepts.
I'm going to talk about rose, just for a second, rose window. One time it was thought to be the biggest glass window in the world, produced in the 13th century. It was thought the German soldiers were going to destroy it. So it was taken out during the war and put back, you know, in and of itself. I mean, there's just all these archaeological...
extraordinary efforts, and that it survived all of this. But what you have are walls and columns that are made of stone, and then a roof structure... it's all wood. So as New Englanders, we understand what post and beam construction is. We know what the inside of a roof looks like. It's all post and beam, and that's pretty much what the roof of the cathedral was like. But it was sitting on stone.
Yeah.
And these are trees that were harvested in the 12th and 13th century centuries.
And they are gone.
And they've
that
been
is
there,
gone.
And they're really dry. And so. They burn very quickly.
We're you know, people are tweeting out, this is a building that has survived Robespierre and the Nazis, the French Revolution, World War One and Two. It was almost demolished at one other point. It was in, you know, Napoleon saved it and then crowned himself emperor in it. Joan of Arc was beatified in this building. So,
and, you know, when after the revolution, they used all the churches for stables and stored saltpeter, so that the bases of most of the columns in the churches and cathedrals were eaten away by the chemicals, and they've been replaced over the years.
It's part of culture. Victor Hugo's famous novel, then film, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, you know, played out.
Which was a huge, really important moment in French history, where the art historians of the day were trying to get rid of the old, smelly, medieval things, and they just wanted to get rid of everything that was medieval, because it was old and smelly.
Yeah.
And so he wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame, in order to celebrate that period of French culture and the beauty of the cathedral, and in that manner saved the cathedral from destruction.
Irene,
you don't
we
want
only
to forget it wasn't just a
just a movie.
You know, a nice story about French history. It was an effort to save the medieval cultural history in France.
I'm sure a lot of people are going to try to watch that soon.
By a whole crowd of French writers.
Irene, we only have a few seconds. Do you have faith? Okay. As you watch this, that there's going to be some form of Notre Dame. And I only have a couple seconds here, but that there will be something there.
Yes, we've got the walls. It's just the roof. There'll be a mess. Probably, you know, the relics are probably, you know,
gone.
Who knows what's happening with the relics and the crown of thorns and all of that kind of thing. But the walls will stand, I think.
Irene Bartholomew, living in Paris, thank you so much. You've helped us see this so much more clearly. Thank you.
All right. Great. Take care.